I really appreciate your call. I don't want to, like, please, I want people to call in. I love having conversations, air quotes, with you guys. I know some people make fun of me for, like, treating a phone call as if it's a conversation, but I really don't like it when podcasts just sit there and let a voicemail play and say nothing and then just go, oh, thanks for the call. And you don't even know if they listen to the voicemail. I like to be actively engaged with the voicemail.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
But I really don't like it when podcasts just sit there and let a voicemail play.
Yes! Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is Ep. Episode 4217 of the BFO for Wednesday the 3rd of April 2024. Y'all, coming up on today, say it with me.
A little show.
Y'all, I've got several voice letters to play. Big Fatty, are you going to just let them play and not speak? Yes.
Good morning, Big Fatty.
Good morning, Big Fatty.
Good morning, Big Fatty.
And a special good morning to all of you. Hello, April showers. Yes, Big Fatty, they bring May flowers. And they bring celebrations of exiting the birth canal, y'all. All three of our folks this morning are having a celebration of exiting the birth canal between now and the end of the weekend. Y'all, first up, that was Mr. Tim Kumal. You know he's the patron saint of the BFO. Yes, Big Fatty. And he does that Mr. Tim Kumal little show. Y'all, then on, and then the second one, y'all, that was Danbury Jr. And y'all, I saw Danbury Jr. last year at Meetapalooza, and y'all, I can't remember how old he is. I want to say he's 16 years old. Big Fatty, the sweet 16. Yes, indeed. And y'all, then that final good morning, y'all, along with Juanette, y'all, that was the Nip sister. Big Fatty, the poor thing. I mean, no, y'all, that's Flo. Big Fatty, we love Flo, and we love Danbury Jr., and we love Mr. Tim Kumal. We do indeed. And y'all, you'll hear more about their celebrations of exiting the birth canal later.
Wake up, sunshine.
Part where Poodle goes and eats some cake.
Happy birthday, happy birthday.
Yeah, I guess y'all today, the 3rd of April, y'all, we have not one, but two, I say two, celebrations of exiting the birth canal. Big Fatty, is it Mr. Tim Kumal? No. Is it Danbury Jr.? No. Is it Flo? No. Y'all, today, y'all, I've met this first person at a Pride 48 event. Y'all, he is a Pride 48 widow. Like many of Pride 48 podcasters and podcast listeners, y'all, their other half, they just have to put up with the craziness, y'all. And, you know, they just, I'm going to save these recordings so that when it's time to have him committed, I'll have the backup. Yes, well, Big Fatty, we could have had you committed long before now, true. But, y'all, I met him in person at the Pride 48 down there in Nolens. And y'all, I think it was Nolens, was it? Well, I'll find out later. I think it was Nolens, though. But y'all, I am talking about no none other than the one and only husband of Moose B. Oh, that's Cal. Big Fatty, we love Cal. We do indeed. And y'all, then today, what have been the celebration of exiting the birth canal for a member of the Pride 48 family who is no longer with us, y'all? One of the nicest people you'll ever meet, and y'all, I remember him at Pride 48 out there in Lost Wages. I think he came once, and it may have come twice. Yes, Big Fatty, y'all, I am talking about the one and only Mags. Big Fatty, we love Mags. We do indeed. So, y'all, if you see Kyle or Moose P on the Twix or the Metaspace or the Woolly Mammoth or the other things, yes, Big Fatty, or setting up the tax day decorations on the front of the house, y'all, wish Kyle a happy celebration of exiting the birth canal. And Big Fatty, I hope Moose makes sure he gets a big ol' piece of cake. Yes, Big Fatty! Music, we do indeed, y'all. We're gonna have to have some calm, happy music this hump day morning, y'all. We're gonna get rain. Rain will be coming down. Yes, Big Fatty. And but y'all think it'll be out of here by early afternoon, so I may have to postpone the nipple walking till later in the day. Y'all, the pollen is so bad. I am, the roof of my mouth itches so much. Big, Fatty, Vulgar. Let's see, after I spoke to you yesterday, let's see, what did I, y'all, I had a nice solid with some rotisserie chicken for my supper. And, of course, I watched the news and the Jeopardy. Y'all, that Sam, that Sam Buttry, you know, bring it. Qualified for the semifinals, and they started Tuesday night, and they'll go through Thursday night. Then the finals. It'll be the first person to win two games wins the Jeopardy Invitational Tournament. Yes, Big Fatty. And but y'all, I was watching. I guess I mentioned that I was watching the Atlanta Braves, y'all, they're up there in the Chicago's. Oh, Big Fatty, are they seeing Digger? No, I don't think so. Misery is la 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 la. No, I don't think. Denny? No, Big Fatty, we know you're not seeing Big Ricky. No, absolutely not seeing Big Ricky. But they're up there playing the Chicago hosiery. And, y'all, they were playing, and it started raining in the eighth inning, and, y'all, they called the game. So Atlanta Braves were ahead 9-0. Y'all, they were probably going to win anyway. So, they won. After the Jeopardy, I was sitting down, getting ready to watch the Antiques Roadshow. Y'all, they're in North Kakalaki. Big Fatty, maybe Kyle and Moose went to it. No, I don't think so. But, anyway, my former coal miner friend that lives here in the neighborhood, he says, hey, Big Fatty, what are you doing? I said, I'm just watching the TV machine. He says, mind if I come by for a little bit? I said, thank you for calling. And y'all, so he came by. Y'all, I had taken the go-to-bed pill, so y'all, by a little bit after 9:30 p.m. in the evening, I was like, okay, got to go to bed now. And he says, thank you for calling. And so, y'all, he headed out, and y'all, Big Fatty climbed right into that love chamber. And, oh, y'all, the other thing, my electrician came by. Did I tell you that part yesterday? I don't remember. He came by on Monday, and y'all, he dug the trench. I'm having a new outdoor plug put in on the front of the villa and between the two special trees that Big Fatty planted a couple of years ago in the backyard. And so he's running a line over to that, and y'all, he dug the trench for that and took some measurements and everything. And so anyway, but y'all got up too, I say, Tuesday morning. Y'all, I woke up about 4:15. I don't know why, but I went right back to sleep. Yes, Big Fatty didn't even get up in TT. No, I didn't. And I got up, read the paper, had my brofkas, just an English muffin, and did my puzzles, and then it was off. I was off on the morning nipple walk. Now, y'all, I only did Fat Acres because my carpenter handyman was coming to, y'all, he's replacing one of the front piece on the back steps. Somebody, I think it was that, I don't know who it was, but they were saying, is your back steps a euphemism for, your butthole? And I said, no, it's my back steps. And Big Fatty, nobody needs steps to get in. Well, I don't know. You get into the butthole, you got to hold on to the roast beef and go up. So he came out Tuesday morning and did his little thing. He's got to come back paint the front of it. I'm not quite sure why he didn't get it done today, but I told him I wasn't paying him the second half of the job till it was complete. And Big Fatty, maybe that'll motivate him to get his ass back over here. Yes, Big Fatty. Anyway, so I only did Fat Acres because I was having to work around his schedule. And y'all came back. I don't know if I told you, I cooked another coon beef on Monday night, so I had that for a little snicker snack after my morning nipple walk. Y'all, I got me a nice hot share, cause y'all, we were not gonna go to the to Shady Pines on Tuesday, cause y'all, my electrician was coming back. He was going by the Lowell's and pick up the supplies he needed. And he came back about 3 p.m. in the afternoon. Y'all just left, a few minutes ago. So I was not able to go to Shady Pines today, but I let the ladies know that. And they said, we'll see you next week. I said, thank you for calling. And y'all, I think that pretty much has been my day. Yes, Big Fatty.
You're hamming it up. You're hamming it up with Big Fatty. Oh, he is fat and sin. And oh, you still talk to him. And I don't know why. But you're hamming it up with Big Fatty.
Big fat thing. Big Fatty. It's the Laughing Buddha. And hey, listen, I got an ex Big Fatty question. Cue the music.
Big Fatty, tell me about the horror.
How much bacon is too much bacon?
How do you clean your leather, Big Fatty?
Why do you call yourself Big Fatty, Big Fatty?
What's the best way to make a pound cake?
Who is your hairdresser?
How do you keep someone from blatantly and shamelessly ripping you off?
What's the best fiber?
It is time for Ask Big Fatty.
Thank you, Big Fatty, and y'all, our Ask Big Fatty question comes to us today from the host of the Scooter Diaries. Y'all, that's the Laughing Buddha, and Laughing Buddha, what you got?
So, the question I have, Big Fatty, is do you like your Apple snack charger plate? I'm thinking about getting a new charger plate that gives me real cash money back, and I want to know how your experience has been, and if you have that fancy laser-engraved titanium charger plate. Let us know. Thanks, Big Fatty.
But I really don't like it when podcasts just sit there and let a voicemail play.
Oh, Big Fatty, where did that come from? I don't know. First of all, Laughing Buddha, thank you so much for the call. Always lovely to hear from you, and this is an excellent question. Thank goodness you didn't submit it during So-So Question Month. But anyway, I do have the laser-etched titanium Apple snack card. And y'all, it has no markings on it. doesn't have your name on it. Doesn't have a number on it. Nothing. And it's a heavy metal. It makes a big boing sound. And Laughing Buddha, I only use it when I buy things at the Apple snack store, so I'm not really the right person to ask about that, because you know I usually get the Sky Miles with the American's Express. Big Fatty!
Big Fatty, this is Ken from Connecticut. I just want to put my wager in on the men's basketball game NCAA tournament. I have to go with the defending champions, the UConn Huskies. Tell me when I win money.
But I really don't like it when podcasts just sit there and let a voicemail play.
Big Fatty, why I did, we got to find out where that bug is. It's true. First of all, y'all, that is, of course, the number one fan of the BFO for 2024, Ken. And Ken, you mentioned the sports ball tournament. And Ken, the semifinals, the Final Four is on Saturday, and the finals on Monday. It's UConn versus Alabama and Purdue versus NC State. Oh, Dick, I see. And Ken, I think that UConn has got a very good chance. Everybody seems to be picking them to win the whatever they win. Yes, Big Fatty, I think it's the big thing. It's the big thing. It's the big drop of confetti. Yes, that's it. You win the big confetti, and y'all then they go and they destroy the goal. Yes, Big Fatty. So, Ken, you probably got a safe bet there. Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, you heard old Cricket Hat. And Cricket Hat, just out of curiosity, if there's one little piece of advice you give to other podcasters.
But I really don't like it when podcasts just sit there and let a voicemail play.
Big Fatty, should we just sit here and just not respond to that?
You can leave a comment on the secure website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com. Call the voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And leave a message or just natter with the Fat One and Poodle.
Yes!
The show is part of Pride 48 and is the premier production of the RNL Podcasting Network.